Okay, we start the Unnecessary Legendary podcast with some breaking news, and that is that Ramsey's star running back, Jay Ajayi, now out for the season with a torn ACL. Ramsey will now have to scramble to fill his roster.
I'm currently working on that. God, my team is terrible.
He is scouring the waiver wire as we speak.
I'm open to any and all trades. I'm still trying to figure out why I even drafted him in the first place.
I can offer you Carlos Hyde.
I'll just take losing.
Okay, well, you're good at that.
So. I gotta stop drinking during drafts.
That's your excuse.
Well, as long as I drink, that can always be my excuse of why my teams are so terrible.
All right, so we'll recap week four, or no, rather week five of the NFL.
Ooh.
I can't believe it's been 5 weeks already. The week kicked off on Thursday Night Football with the Colts and Patriots. And actually, to no one's surprise, the Patriots won the game. The Colts, I guess, kind of had a little bit of a late comeback. Not really a much of a comeback. They scored a late touchdown to make it somewhat respectable, only losing by 14.
It was one final push for Captain Andrew Luck.
Exactly. And then, but yeah, they were watching that game. They were never really in that game. I would say, well, the highlights were Tom Brady threw his 500th touchdown pass, and nobody really cares. I mean, I don't really care.
I don't.
He did throw it to Josh Gordon, and I just traded Josh Gordon in a fantasy league. But as far as my interest, it was only because of I was watching Gronk, and that was it. But it was a pretty boring game.
Your fellow Wildcat?
Yes, my fellow Wildcat.
Ugh.
Who really has not done much lately.
Good.
I want to say he scored no more than 10 points the last 3 weeks. Like, he has not been doing much. So, very disappointed in you, Gronk. Very disappointed.
Aww. Gronk hurt.
I will say it appears that Andrew Luck might be back. Like, he might be relevant again as far as fantasy goes, because that's 2 weeks in a row he's put up solid numbers. He threw for over 350 yards and three touchdowns on Thursday. And I don't have it right in front of me, but the week before that was he had some very impressive stats too. He had in week four against the Texans, he threw for 464 yards and four touchdowns. So Andrew Luck might be back. His noodle arm might be back. So that's good news for fantasy owners. I know I was afraid to take him this year in fantasy because I didn't know what to expect out of him. So, but it's good to see him back.
Should have taken him and gotten yourself Jacoby Brissett while you're at it.
Is he still on the Colts?
Yeah, he only throws the Hail Marys at the end.
Oh, okay. And then in the early games...
That game blew.
...of week five, we had the Bills in a very ugly, ugly game, defeating the Titans 13-12. And if I wasn't a Bills fan, I probably would not have watched that game because it was ugly.
I love the Bills.
The Bills are very good at beating good teams, but they're very bad at beating bad teams.
Survivor-wise, the Bills are my favorite.
They knocked off the Vikings a few weeks ago, and now they beat the Titans. I'm sure the next time they play a weak opponent, next week they go to Houston. So Houston is mediocre, but they'll probably lose that game by like 30.
That sounds about right. They're only good for 1 week at a time.
And then they go to Indianapolis, so, you know, they'll probably lose that one, too.
I've got them at 2-14 for the year.
Yeah, that's about what I had. Then they play the Bears, so they're probably going to win that game. So, but it was an ugly game. Josh Allen and the Bills took the opening drive and scored, which was nice, but there wasn't much after that. It was pretty bad. So, Thankfully, there's Red Zone Channel and Sunday Ticket to switch between other games, because that was pretty bad. But it was good to see them get the win.
I was impressed when I saw Hauschka kick the game-winning field goal, because I didn't even know he left Seattle.
Yeah. I was impressed that he made it.
Oh, yeah, that too.
But, yeah, he, I think, maybe 2 years ago when the Cardinals and Seahawks run, I think they were on Sunday Night Football, and the Cardinals kicker and Hauschka just kept missing field goals. And I know Hauschka missed like a chip shot in overtime and they tied. So I think that was his last. I don't remember if he lasted the whole season, but that was definitely his last year with the Seahawks.
That was a shit show game.
LeSean McCoy, welcome back to fantasy. He had over 100 yards total of offense, so that's good.
Who?
Yeah, exactly. And then from there, we went to the Steelers just dominating the Falcons.
Yay!
41-17. Atlanta, they have so many injuries. They didn't have a great... I don't think they had a great defense before. Now, I don't know what they have because they've lost so many players and they just got blitzed by the Steelers yesterday.
They've got Calvin Ridley, who I will accept trades for. Since Julio yes. Jones apparently doesn't like touchdowns.
I also have him, but he didn't do much yesterday.
Sure didn't. I was sure disappointed the Falcons weren't up 17-0. And then they blew that lead. That would have made it much more entertaining.
Yeah, it was the James Conner for the Steelers. He had a big game.
The best haircut in the league.
The best cancer in the league, too.
I had a good joke for haircut, but cancer wins.
Antonio Brown had a couple touchdowns. Smith-Schuster a touchdown. But yeah, it was all Pittsburgh. I mean, I was watching some of that game. You know, they kept it close.
So was Le'Veon Bell.
Yeah, from his couch.
Yeah.
Who apparently he's going to be back in like 3 weeks.
I doubt it.
Unless they trade him or something, but...
Well, the Eagles sure could use a running back right now.
True. Very true. They will turn to Corey Clement, I think.
Ugh.
Or maybe Karell Buckhalter. Is he still in the Eagles?
I don't know.
Is Brian Westbrook still in the Eagles?
I'm sure he's available.
Yeah, Le'Veon Bell used to be in the Eagles, so.
That's true.
Or LeSean McCoy. The Bills could trade LeSean McCoy back to Philly.
Michael Vick, I heard, could be available.
Yeah. But actually, that game was kind of closer than it looked. Like, Pittsburgh pulled away at the end, but that's one that I didn't watch a whole lot of, just because I knew what to expect, which was the Steelers just blowing away the Falcons. Pittsburgh's really good. They're good at home, and they're just kind of a train wreck on the road.
I'm just waiting for the complete implosion of that team.
And then we had the Jets over the Broncos.
Yeah, good for them.
34-16. I don't know what to make of the Broncos. They almost beat the Chiefs last week, and Case Keenum was okay yesterday. I didn't think much of them signing him. I think, you know, he had a good year with the Vikings last year, but he had a lot of weapons. The Vikings have probably the best two receivers in the NFL, at least top three. So they went to New York and got blitzed. Sam Darnold, 3 touchdowns. I mean, Isaiah Crowell for the Jets had 219 yards of rushing.
Somebody's bench blew up.
Robbie Anderson, 2 touchdowns, and they had...
Somebody's waiver wire blew up.
Yeah, exactly.
And I had Powell.
And he almost had 100 yards.
Yeah.
That's crazy. They just... What happened to Denver having a great defense? I don't know what happened, but they have just...
I don't know. The only thing that would have been better is if Von Miller stepped in a pile of dog shit. I hate him.
Okay. Maybe we'll get a story on that someday.
There was a Super Bowl a couple years ago.
Oh, well.
End of story.
You mean the one where Cam didn't fall on the ball?
You know, people need to rewatch that clip.
I have rewatched it several times, and he blatantly jumped away from a football.
He backed away from it, and then there was another play on the ball that he went for. But he was using intelligence, which is one of the three eyes.
And I think he was using another eye, and that was interception. Did he throw an interception in that game?
Might have.
All right, and then from there we had the Chiefs. Now
the Chefs.
The South Park chefs now, 5-0, just pretty much dominated the Jaguars. Blake Bortles threw for 400 yards, but he threw 4 interceptions. Mahomes actually threw his first two picks of the year, but the Jaguars were no match in that game. Kansas City actually kicked a lot of field goals in that game, so it could have been a lot worse. But it was 20-0 at halftime, 23-0. I mean, it wasn't even close. And I picked the Jaguars to win that game.
Good job.
Yeah, so I'm awesome.
Now the Chiefs have to go 5-0 or 6-0 before they do their usual 7 losses in a row.
Yeah, and they play New England next week, so.
So that'll be the start.
It's in New England, so.
Oh, great.
Look out for Tommy. It's the same thing every year. The Patriots lose, like, 2 games early, and everybody thinks they're done.
Are the Patriots done?
Yeah, and then they win 10 in a row, and they're fine. So, but yeah, the Chiefs have done this how many years? Seems like every year, where they win
52.
Four games in a row, 5 games in a row, and they lose 8 in a row.
I can't wait.
I think it's an Andy Reid thing.
Could be. Patrick already has Showtime.
Yeah, that's stupid nickname. the Lions beat the Packers. I guess that's an upset. I wasn't that surprised by it. I did pick Green Bay, but, I mean, let's face it, without Aaron Rodgers, the Packers would not be a good team. They would be just terrible.
I have some breaking news. I've just been signed by the Packers to be their new kicker.
Yes. Mason Crosby. If you didn't see that, wow. You need to go back and watch that because that was bad. That was actually hilarious. It was so bad.
Not as hilarious since he was on my team.
He finished 1-for-5 on field goals and he missed an extra point. Pretty bad day at the office on Sunday for him.
I wonder where they'll find his body.
Probably in Detroit.
Yeah, that'd be a good point.
Along with all the other bodies in Detroit, because Detroit is gross.
Hope Von Miller trips over Mason Crosby's body.
And then the Browns beating the Ravens 12-9 in overtime. Browns already have 2 wins on the year. That was an ugly game. I watched the overtime period of it, some of it. But, I mean, it's 12-9, so it was basically the Browns beating Justin Tucker is what it was.
Justin Tucker.
Ramsey's favorite kicker.
Yeah. I'm going to thank Jesus before every kick.
I really thought they were going to tie again. Like, I thought they were going to have 2 ties. It was trending that way, but they pulled it out. Baker Mayfield let him down on the game-winning drive in overtime. So
the greatest field goal for the win ever.
Yes, the field goal that was partially blocked and still went in.
That looked very Zendejas.
Yeah, except it went through.
That's a good point.
So the Browns are now 2-2-1, tied with the Steelers in that division. The Bengals still lead that division at 4-1.
Oh, right. The Bengals are in that.
Then we had the Cardinals getting their first win of the year, beating the 49ers 28-18.
Instant classic.
The Cardinals' first play from scrimmage was a 75-yard touchdown from Rosen to Christian Kirk, but after that, not much else happened. David Johnson, a couple touchdowns. Not much yardage. They still can't run the ball. But they got outplayed in the game. And they won because they had a late pick six. But they had 10 first downs compared to 33 for the 49ers.
It's close.
And they possessed the ball 19 minutes compared to 40 for the 49ers. So the Cardinals should not have won the game, but the 49ers had five turnovers. I guess when your quarterback is C.J. Beathard, that's what happens.
It's beat hard. Well, the Cardinals can go 1-15 now.
They could, yeah. They play the Vikings next, so.
Ooh, that should be fun.
It's going to be a popular Survivor pick this week.
Oh, go Cardinals.
My boy Matt Breida getting injured again. So.
Yay.
And then we had the Panthers.
Yeah.
Unbelievable win. 33-31 over the Giants. Graham Gano, a 63-yard field goal to win the game. When it looked like the Giants were going to win, when they scored a late touchdown. But wow, that was a crazy ending to that game. It actually, when the Giants scored that touchdown, I thought Saquon Barkley like blew out his leg or something, because he came up limping, like he came down weird on his leg. And I think from what I've seen, he's going to be okay, thankfully, because I have
that'll teach him
in fantasy. But yeah, that was a crazy game. Odell Beckham was ridiculous.
Isn't he always?
He is. And the Christian McCaffrey, another good game for the Panthers.
Yes.
I never really thought he was going to be like an every down back coming into the league.
He's MVP.
He had 17 carries, you know.
Might be the Super Bowl MVP this year.
If he gets traded, maybe, but not for the Panthers.
Run CMC.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, stop.
Now let's talk about this game for another hour.
The Panthers are now, what are they, 3-1?
Yes, sir.
So the Giants 1-4. The Panthers are
solid 3-1.
Tied with the Saints, who play tonight on Monday Night Football against the Redskins. That Panthers are 3-0 at home. Yeah, they're a good team.
Super Bowl bound.
You know, we'll see. We'll see how far Newton can take them, because he can be good Newton and bad Newton. He was good. He threw a couple picks yesterday, but he was good.
Not his fault.
But McCaffrey is so good. McCaffrey is just such a great weapon to have.
And I will say this:
like, I don't. Yeah, speaking of the receiver, I don't think much of the Panthers receivers, but. Like, I think, actually, I like DJ Moore, but I don't think, I guess Funchess is okay. I don't think much of him. And they don't
DJ,
have,
give me more. Feed me more.
I liked him until you said that. I was going to say, they don't have Greg Olsen, who I think might come back this year. I don't really know.
He'll be back in a couple weeks.
But, yeah, Christian McCaffrey, he's a big part of their offense.
Yeah. Might be.
I don't quite trust Newton, because Newton is, he's very capable of having horrific games. But if everything works out health-wise with McCaffrey, then they're going to be there at the end, because they're right there for the division. Tampa Bay is terrible. The Falcons sure are 1-4.
I haven't heard Fitzmagic in a few weeks.
He's Fitz Walmart at this point. He's horrible.
Maybe Fitz Kmart.
Yeah.
Is that still a thing?
I think it's in the same... No, it's not. I was going to say, I think it's the same thing as like Toys R Us now. It's not non-existent.
Ah. Isn't Toys R Us making a comeback?
Allegedly. yeah. So, yeah. The Fitz Magic. Being a Bills fan, I knew how that was going to end.
Yeah.
That it looks great for a few weeks, but then you remember that he's Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Yeah.
And it comes crashing down.
It's kind of like me in relationships.
Yeah. Pretty much, yeah.
True story.
I've seen it. The Bengals beat the Dolphins 27-17. They actually came back in that game.
Yeah.
The Dolphins, they led 17-3 at the half, but the fourth quarter was all Cincinnati. They scored 17 points to win that game. I despise the Dolphins, so I loved when I enjoyed watching them lose. Ryan Tannehill is garbage.
Can't imagine why you would hate them.
Frank Gore is 85 years old, and he still had 63 yards. He's still there. He's still like putting out numbers. That's crazy. I think he may be like the number 5 all-time rusher in the NFL now, or something like that. That's nuts.
That's scary.
Alright, so that's enough time on the Bengals.
Good.
The Chargers dominate the Raiders 26-10.
Good.
My boy Philip Rivers another 300-yard game, a couple touchdowns. Derek Carr, he was just okay. Jordy Nelson, like, when you're running out Jordy Nelson as one of your top receivers, like, Jordy Nelson is... I know he had a big game, like, 2 weeks ago or last week, but he's done. I mean, come on.
The Packer?
Like, Marshawn Lynch, Jordy Nelson, this is a great team, what, like, 6 years ago? 5 years ago?
Pre-ACL tear?
Yeah. It's crazy. Marshawn Lynch, Jordy Nelson, John Gruden. Like, this is not a 2018 team. and then what? Probably the best game of the day, in my opinion, was the Rams and Seahawks. That was a great game. The Rams come back and win that one. It was just back and forth the whole game. The Rams got the late field goal. They outscored the Seahawks 10-0, or no, sorry, 9-0 in the fourth quarter. But that was a great game, a big fantasy game. The Rams lost two wide receivers in that game, both to concussions, and Cooper Kupp. I love Cooper Kupp and Brandon Cooks, who I own both of them, too.
No wonder they got hurt.
Yeah, exactly. So you're welcome.
Brent drafted you. Ah! Done.
I own Brandon Cooks, not like a slavery type thing, but just a fantasy football type thing.
But isn't fantasy football kind of like slavery? It's a bunch of white owners drafting blacks to play for them.
Yeah, it is. So I guess it is a slavery thing. Okay.
Yeah.
So the Rams now 5-0. Them and the Chiefs, the last two unbeaten teams. The Seahawks 2-3.
Oh, man. All these bandwagon Rams fans are going to be so disappointed to lose to Carolina in the championship.
Carolina is not going to the championship.
They sure
stop.
Are.
Todd Gurley, 3 touchdowns. He is ridiculous this year.
He is the ridiculously worst name for football. My name is Todd Gurley.
He does, but he is ridiculous. Like, he has scored... I know he scored in every game this year. I want to say at least twice. Only 77 yards yesterday, but 3 touchdowns. He scored a touchdown in every game this year. He's a... In only 5 weeks, he's had 2 games where he's had 3 rushing touchdowns. He's gone over 100 yards twice. He's had some really low numbers. Like, he had 42 yards against the Cardinals, but he had 3 touchdowns. He had 77 yards on 22 carries yesterday, but 3 touchdowns. So he is definitely living up to the billing as being the number one player in fantasy. And for all the people that drafted him, I mean, he's been amazing. And for all the people that drafted a Le'Veon Bell instead, well, that kind of sucks.
At least the Seahawks lost.
And yes, and anytime the Seahawks lose is a win for me. So anytime I see Pete Carroll lose anything, it's a good day.
That's a good point.
And then the Sunday night game was the Texans and Cowboys, 19-16 Texans in overtime. Dak Prescott is just gross to me. He is not a good quarterback. I know Dallas does not have many weapons. A wide receiver, like, Ezekiel Elliott's good. He didn't do very much yesterday, but I do not believe in Dak Prescott. Deshaun Watson, he had put up a lot of yards. He was getting killed in that game. They do not have a good offensive line. And DeAndre Hopkins is just ridiculous.
But your boy Chris Collinsworth described it as an old Western shootout.
Yeah,
well, okay. Here's some guys.
Not really sure why he's my boy, but okay.
You'd love him.
So that was week 5 in the NFL. Now, also going on is the playoffs. The Major League Baseball playoffs. So we've had, just now, we're watching the Braves and Dodgers right now, and the Braves lead this one 2-1. They're down in the series, though, 2-1. But today we had the Astros sweep the Indians, and we've already had the Brewers sweep the Rockies. And then tonight we have the Yankees and Red Sox. That series is tied at 1. And these are all best of 5, so it's going to be Red Sox Yankees versus one of those teams versus the Astros, and then the Brewers, who I think the Brewers are going to beat either the Dodgers or the Braves, because the Brewers have been really good, especially late in the season, and they just destroyed Colorado in the first round there. So I think if I had to pick right now, I would say I'm going to say Brewers Astros for the World Series, because
That would not be interesting.
It would not, but I think, you know, the Red Sox and the Yankees get all the pub. Think I heard that somewhere. But the Astros, they're a good team. Like, they won the World Series last year, and I'm pretty sure they won 100 games this year.
They beat the Dodgers last year. That's all I cared about.
They won 103 games, and all you hear about was the Red Sox, who won. They won 108.
Sox.
I'm not from Boston. But, yeah, I don't.
Not by the harbor.
I think the Astros get, like, no respect, and that's crazy to me because they won the World Series. True. So they destroyed the Indians, and I can see them beating either the Yankees or the Red Sox. And as far as the National League goes, I just don't want the Dodgers to win.
Yeah.
Can't stand that team. So
Puig sucks.
It's okay. So I took Astros Brewers for a World Series. And man, I don't know who would win that. I would probably have to go with Houston to win the World Series again, but that's my pick for the matchup. What about you?
I don't give a shit.
If it's not about bowling or poker, Ramsey doesn't care.
Yeah, let's talk about bowling instead.
No. I think that's all the time we have. But quickly, looking ahead to go back to the NFL really quick for week six, the top matchups in the NFL for week six, we have the
Carolina.
I said top, not bottom. The Chiefs-Patriots, Sunday Night Football. It's going to be a huge game. Actually, New England's already a 3.5-point favorite.
Of course they are.
Your Panthers.
Yeah.
Go to Washington.
Yeah.
I don't know what to make of the Redskins.
Isn't that an offensive name?
To some it is, not to me.
Good.
It's offensive when you don't use it to me. Yeah.
If they had a logo of the Indian gambling, that'd be hilarious.
Steelers-Bengals, that's a big divisional game.
Should be a nice big brawl in there somewhere.
Yeah, Vontaze Burfict is back, so definitely. Ravens-Titans is a big game for the AFC. And the Rams go to Denver. And I believe the Seahawks and Raiders are in the London Silly Nannies. So
here's a pile of shit Von Miller stepped in. Enjoy London.
Speaking of a pile of shit, next Monday's game, the Monday Night Football game next week is the 49ers at Green Bay.
Yeah.
So I will be doing something else on Monday night.
Will you be bowling?
Definitely not.
Oh.
Bills at Texans. Texans probably win that one by like 30.
I was thinking 35.
I would say, all I have to say is just if you have Deshaun Watson, make sure you start him.
J.J. Watt will score 3 touchdowns.
Cardinals at Vikings. That's going to be the popular survivor pick this week, I think.
And anyone that says he is Rosen is dumb.
Or the Rosen one.
Ugh.
Thursday night game is the Eagles-Giants. That's... You never know what's a divisional game.
Go for
time. Actually, Ramsey and I were talking earlier about Survivor picks and as far as like strategy for Survivor leagues. And one of his things is to not pick divisional games. And I think that's smart because...
No divisional, no road teams. Pick them.
Yeah, you look at that game on paper and you would think, okay, the Eagles should win that game. But it's in New York. It's divisional. It's Thursday night. Definitely, definitely stay away from that one. But yeah, it's going to be. I don't think there's going to be as good of games on the schedule for next week as there was this week. But actually, in the Panthers Redskins game, that's a tough one for me to pick.
What are you talking about?
Because the Panthers, on paper, are the better team, but I don't trust Newton on the road. I don't.
He does better dances in the end zone on the road.
And dabs.
Yeah.
Not to say I trust the Redskins. I definitely don't. Who, we'll see what they do. They play the Saints tonight on Monday Night Football. But, yeah, I don't know. That's a tough one. The Redskins are actually the favorite right now.
What?
By a point and a half. That'll probably change after tonight based on what they do. But that's another one of those. I think that's a tough game. I think that's a tough game.
I'm astonished. I'm stunned.
If you hold
I'm aghast. I'm also gassy. How could the Redskins be favored? I've seen them play. I don't care if they're at home.
You know, it's just Vegas knows what they're doing. There's no...
Whatever.
But you have to watch tonight to see how the Redskins look. I think they could actually win that game tonight because the Saints...
I hope they do. They need the Saints to lose.
The Saints are... Their defense has not been good this year.
Well, because they have no bounties to go after.
Well, true, but it was... Their defense was improved last year, and they... Just got destroyed by Fitzpatrick and the Bucks in week one.
That was awesome.
And I think they've played better on the road this year. So they do get Mark Ingram back tonight. But yeah, I think it's going to be a tough game. So we'll see what happens. So hopefully the Panthers lose that next week. That's all I have to say.
Oh, that's nice of you. I hope the Redskins win. I hope Breeze doesn't score too much. I made too many memes this week about Hugh to lose.
Yeah, so that would be pretty hilarious. Although, since Hugh made that egregious misspelling, Ramsey automatically won the meme face-off.
God damn right. At the end of the day, like I told Hugh, he's going to go home to his wife and kid, and I'll have a fantasy football victory. So I definitely won this thing.
All right, well, that'll do it for this edition of the Unnecessary Legendary Podcast, and we'll check in next week, and we'll see how badly the Panthers embarrass themselves. And
we should get Canes again next week.
We should. We should do it during the show, though.
Ooh, I like that. So wait, we get Canes, then we come do the podcast and eat Canes again?
It's a lot of chicken, man.
Fuck yeah, I'm in. That should be the name of this podcast. I love fucking chicken.
Well, you know, we got to work on our sponsorship deal and get Canes to get on board with this. So I think one of their main sponsors is the Cardinals, so they could drop the Cardinals.
Oh, yeah.
And definitely drop the Cardinals for us. So
fuck the Cardinals.
All right, so until next week when we eat some chicken and talk some sports.
I'm already hungry.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Let's go get some chicken.
All right.
All right. We'll see you next time on the Unnecessary Legendary Podcast.
Yeah.